Hi guys, and welcome back to my podcast, Honestly Though. I'm your host, Jyoti Wall. I'm currently sitting in my studio in the woods. It is so cold. There's a nice blanket of snow outside. Therefore, I have my heater on. It's a space heater. So I don't know if you can hear it in the background. I just wanted to tell you off the bat, if there's a little whirring in the back, it's a space heater. Anyways, let's dive into today's episode. I think this might be one of, my most personal and meaningful episodes I've ever recorded. It's something that's been on my mind lately, and I often like to record. You guys know I don't really have a schedule with recording or posting. I should maybe, but I like to record things when they're just at the forefront of my mind and I'm excited to talk about them because I feel like I can just get more out and then hopefully it's more impactful for you. But I want to talk about something, and that is pertaining to how one single decision has the potential to change everything. Okay. We all know this, right? We talk about it, but I feel like understanding it on a deeper level is so much different than talking about it. In terms of not just your week or your year or even your life, but like your entire legacy. One decision has the potential to change everything. Your entire family line, your children and their children. And I think when we think about it, obviously, we personalize it and we think about how that's true in our own personal lives. That's when it really impacts us. And so this is coming from a place of, just personal reflection over the past few days. I think that we just don't often realize how powerful our choices are, especially the ones that don't feel big in the moment. And that's what we're going to dive into today. Recently, just this past weekend, my uncle passed away. One of my dad's older brothers. My dad is one of seven kids. Just through reflecting on his passing and talking to family, my siblings, my parents, it just kind of got me thinking, and this is what often happens to me when I'm on a long drive. And I was driving home yesterday from Dallas. I flew home from Dallas into Buffalo, and then from Buffalo, it's a 2.5 hour drive for me across the border back home. So I had 2.5 hours to drive, listen to music, listen to podcasts, and I FaceTimed my sisters, and we were having conversations. Anyways, it started this in me, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast. So yeah, let's talk about it. My uncle, he was in his 70s, I believe, older than my dad. My parents grew up in rural India. I've shared this before. A lot of you probably already know this. My parents were born and raised in small villages in northern India, in poverty. Neither of them have much education, past like elementary school education. They got married. They had an arranged marriage, and then they immigrated to Canada. And that was a big deal, right? Because they had no education. They didn't speak English, and they chose to move across the world to a new country. But again, their lives, they were born and raised in poverty. And a level of poverty, I think, that most people will never understand, where dreams feel impossible. And I think survival is the whole story. And so my uncle, who recently passed away, that was his entire life. He never left India. He didn't know anything outside of that. He died in the same home that he lived in for decades and in the same reality that he was born into. And just through that and reflecting on that, like the contrasts, and also how like my life and the privilege that I carry and the fact that I live with what I have, where I live, the immense gratitude I have for it, but also realizing like I was one choice away from having that as my reality. And this isn't to make it about me. Like I know I would hate for it to come across as that. There's a lesson in all of this, and that's what I want to get at. But again, my parents grew up in that reality. My dad grew up in that exact same reality. That was his brother. The same village, same poverty, same lack of opportunities, no education, no English, no path out. You know, oftentimes when you're born and raised in a certain situation, that's just the cycle, especially when it's been the cycle for generations. We know this. But, you know, of course, there was a difference between my dad and my uncle. And that difference was the decision that my dad made. When my parents got married, they had made the choice to leave everything in India. They chose to leave their family. They chose to leave their history, their safety net. We don't come from generational wealth. They chose to leave all of that, that comfort, and move across the world to Canada. They came with literally pennies, like nothing. They had no English, no education. They didn't really come with a plan either on how they would survive. And I mean, that's brave. That is brave. That is ballsy. I think about that. I think about myself. I think about, like, let's say things were different for Mark and I. Would we be brave enough? Would we have the courage, the ability to make such a big life decision? I honestly don't think that my dad was thinking about, you know, the multi-generational impact that it would have. He probably wasn't imagining grandchildren that he'd never meet. He wasn't envisioning a completely different future for a lineage that didn't exist yet. I'm sure he wasn't thinking that, but he was probably just hoping that he could give his family a slightly better shot at life. And yet it was that one decision that changed everything. Because of that decision, I grew up with opportunities my dad couldn't have dreamed of. Truthfully, I know a lot of you can resonate and probably relate to that. Because of that one decision, my four children will never know generational poverty. It gives me shivers to think about that. Because of that decision, my entire life looks the way that it does today. All from my dad's one step of courage. And I mean, I've slightly thought of this over the years, but I've never thought of it to this level and this depth. And I don't think it's hit me the way that it's hit me now, just given, of course, the recent passing of his brother and me reflecting on that and thinking of that, the difference between them and what changed. And I don't know, like, as I've reflected on my dad's decision, I just started thinking about my own moments too, you know, like the little choices that I made that didn't feel world changing at the time. And I'm sure you guys can think of that for yourself as well. But they ended up shaping everything. So for myself, like when I chose as a teenager to start following Jesus, I was in my late teens and I chose to go to church for the first time. I chose to start diving into learning more about theology and God and Christianity. And I made a decision to start following Jesus. It was obviously a big decision. It wasn't strategic though. It wasn't dramatic. I just walked into a church and something in me clicked. And then I started to get more and more curious, and that one thing led to another. But I didn't think like, oh, this is going to change my entire future. I was just following a tug on my heart. And that decision led me to choose a Christian university because I was like, I want to go somewhere where I can learn more about my faith and I could study theology. I could meet more people who could, you know, hopefully help me and guide me and all the things. And again, it didn't feel like a giant life-defining decision. I was already attending a local community college and I was like, oh, I'm just going to transfer over. Like, this could be good for me. And if it's not, then I'll leave. But that was sure at the time, it just felt like the next step. But looking back, that decision too, it changed the complete trajectory of my life. That one choice put me into a random Spanish class. And that Spanish class led me to hear about a summer program where I was going to be working, you know, 2 months on an asparagus field in Ontario and then volunteering 2 months at a school in Guatemala. That program is what brought me to Ontario, where I live right now. That summer is where I met Mark, who is now my husband. I fell in love, and none of that would have happened had I not walked into that church. You know, that church in my late teens, I wasn't walking into that church thinking, oh, this is going to lead me to marriage. This is going to lead me to living on a farm. This is going to lead me to having four kids one day. This is gonna, like, of course not, but it did. And I don't think it was coincidence. I don't think it was luck. I do think that God has had his hand on every season, every stage of my life. And every decision that I made was for a purpose, a greater purpose that I didn't see at that time. And yeah, it's just insane to look back at that. Like, you look back at your own story, see where you are right now. Maybe that's a good way to, you know, map it out. Where are you right now in life? What was the decision that brought you to where you are right now? What was the decision before that that brought you to where you are? What was the decision before that and the decision before that? And you know what I mean? Like, I think you can see what I'm saying here. It's all these small decisions, seemingly small decisions. Sometimes they feel like big decisions for sure, but usually they're like a series of small decisions that end up leading to the life that you're living now, which is insane. Like one decision can shift the whole trajectory. And I even think about like something smaller, maybe like starting a public Instagram account. Okay. Like a lot of you, all I had was a private Instagram account. I had a private Instagram account. I love to take pictures. Sure. I like to be a little bit like, you know, crafty with them, and I would slap on some filters and, you know, I would just use that for the sake of sharing with my family and friends. Like that's what we used Instagram for back in the day. And one day I shared that I don't know, even know what it was. It was some form of embroidery or string art, something that I made that I shared. And I just decided, you know what? I don't want to bother all my friends and family with this. So I'm just going to create another Instagram account. And if people want to follow there and see my crafts, they can. And so it was literally string art. It was like, I had a bunch of leftover charger plates of a log that we had cut up for our wedding. I had them left over and was like, I want to do something with these. Why not make stuff? So I started hammering nails into them and like using string to make, you know, fun things. And people were interested. I don't know how or why. They were like, hey, I want to buy one. Can you make me a custom piece? And that just kind of snowballed. But for a while, it was still very, very small. But I made a decision to start that public Instagram page where I was sharing it. And even though it didn't happen overnight, even though it was a snowball over the course of years, it's crazy to think like it wasn't serious. It wasn't strategic. I was just sharing my art. That's literally all it was. I was posting inconsistently when I felt like I could. I had a full-time career job and I was just doing it kind of on the side when I wanted to. Selling pieces when someone happened to be interested, right? It didn't feel like a business decision. I didn't go into it saying, I have this all mapped out. This is my 5-year plan. I know this is going to blow up. This is where I want to be. None of that. But looking back, that tiny, almost like accidental moment became the foundation of a 6-figure brand and a career that I absolutely love. Isn't that crazy? A decision that didn't even feel like a decision at the time became one of the most impactful choices of my life. And I also look back, and now I'm just realizing this now, like it was through the encouragement of people. It was through people in my life messaging me, being like, whoa, that's really cool. I like what you're making. Can I buy one? Or Jyoti, you should put this on Etsy. Or have you considered, you know, like it was through the encouragement, the uplifting messages, comments from people at that point in my life, because again, it was a private Instagram account. So it was actually people I knew. And that's what like, I don't know. I guess that's what allowed me to have the courage to even create that Instagram. So I'm like all of a sudden filled with this gratitude right now. Like, thank you to all those people way back when who encouraged me and I don't know, even paid any small attention to the things that I was making. When it's funny because looking back at the things I used to make, I'm like, oh gosh, oh dear. Like, did I actually do that? It's just so, you know, it's just I've evolved. And of course, I've had a lot of time to improve my art and my skills. But yeah, it's crazy. It was like a decision that it didn't feel like a decision at that time at all. But it became one of the most impactful choices of my life. And then as we continue on this conversation, there's obviously network marketing and this decision for me to join a network marketing company, something I said I would never do. This one was so small that it's almost laughable because I literally just ordered greens from a girl on Instagram. I was like, hey, she looks good. She's hot. She's got 4 kids. I want to look like her. She's drinking these greens. Literally, that's how my mind went. I'm like, I'm going to buy this. And I did it. I liked her. I trusted her energy. I thought like maybe this could also help me as a mom and help me reach my health goals and lose weight and all the things. So I just bought the greens. I just shared them. I would just sling a link the same way I sling all the other links that I sling. And I didn't think past that. It was nothing serious. Again, it was just one simple yes, one simple doing it. And look what that little yes led to. It led to something that's become huge for me. My network marketing business isn't everything I do, but it's a big part of what I do. It's what's allowed me so much freedom and flexibility and the ability to be home with my kids, to be able to live a life of, you know, freedom, honestly, being able to pick up and leave things as I please and being able to put my kids into programs and being able to travel the world and earn all incentive, you know, all expenses paid trips and like all of these incredible opportunities I've been given have been from that one yes. It led to, of course, the income. It led to a community that I completely adore. It led to opportunities I never could have predicted. Honestly, I just came back from Dallas because I was at a VP master class mastermind weekend of trainings in Dallas. It was less than 200 of us, the top 1% and 2% of my network marketing company in our success line. And it was unbelievable. Like, it just sharpened and fine-tuned my purpose, what I'm doing, why I'm doing it. It's got me so excited. It deepened relationships with people that I've been able to get to know over the course of the past couple of years since I joined. Friendships, women who are so uplifting and inspiring. You guys, I was in this room filled with women who have been doing this for 30, 40 years. Older women who are like grandmothers, like completely different stages of life than me, but they painted the vision for me of what I could be in 30, 40 years. Like the abundance, I listened to one speaker share about how, you know, why she does what she does. And actually it kind of really ties into this because she's like, sometimes you make a decision and you choose to dive into something, you kind of like pick up your panties and you're like, I'm going to just go for it. Not really thinking about the implications that could have 5 years down the road. A lot of the times we're just doing it because of the instant gratification. We want to see what it can do for us now. What can it produce for us right now or in this current season, right? So for me right now, I'm like, okay, I want to be home with my kids. So how am I going to be home with my kids? I have to make money. How am I going to make money? Network marketing. Okay, this is working for me right now. But we don't often think about how that's going to affect us 5 years from now. So she talked about, you know, her network marketing company, what she has built and how lucrative it's become and the fact that she's earning like an insane amount of money. It has allowed her this ability to be able to just pick up and go. Like, let's say a loved one, someone dear to her, someone in her family got struck with an illness, God forbid. And the only treatment available was on the other side of the world, in Germany, in Turkey, wherever. You know, how many people, this is so sad to think about, but how many people, let's say they get diagnosed with something and there's a treatment plan, but there's no way that they can afford that treatment plan. So they have to go for the lesser treatment plan that their insurance is going to cover. And that breaks my heart. That makes me sick to my stomach to think that, you know, you're only able to go for, you know, a specific treatment because it fits within the guidelines of your insurance plan and what you can afford. And then she stood up on stage just sharing like, I'm so grateful that I have built something where if something happened to one of my kids and the treatment was across the world, I'd be like, let's go. It's going to be 3 months. Who cares? Let's go. I can do it. I got the money. I got the funds. We can afford it because of something I started years ago. You know, and she probably didn't think about that years ago when she started before she even had kids. I guarantee that wasn't on the forefront of her mind. Oh, I'm doing this because, you know, 30 years from now, one of my kids is going to get diagnosed with something. Of course not. Of course not. But again, this ties into one decision, you guys. One decision has the potential to make huge impact. And the opportunities that have come for me through all these decisions that I've made, I couldn't be more grateful. And I just see God's hand all over it. And I know that he's carried me through all of it and all these opportunities he's brought my way. And yes, it's been hard work, but I've shared this on a previous podcast episode. Yes, it's been God. And yes, you know, it's been blessing after blessing, but it's also been because I have allowed myself and positioned myself to receive that blessing, to receive that quote unquote luck, whatever you want to call it. I have, you know, shown up to places where others maybe weren't willing to show up. I've put in the work when others maybe weren't willing to put in the work. I pitched myself. I've sold myself in many ways, you know, and as the brand that I've created to see if, and I've been turned down, okay? Maybe you don't believe this, you guys. I have been turned down more times than I've been told yes. And that is going to happen when you want to chase your dreams and you want to build something that is massive and big. And it's okay for that to happen. It's expected, if anything, for that to happen. But going back to like Dallas, I was in a room full of women who have been building in this profession for decades, women who are so successful, who are rooted, who are passionate. Not just that, they are generous. I'm telling you, I've never been in a room full of people as generous as these women. Of course, most of us start in our jobs. Think about your job, right? Whatever it is that you're doing, your career. People want to be doctors. People want to be lawyers. People want, yeah, you want to help people, but you also want to make money. I think we all start something, you know, with, that's a huge reason for why we do what we do, because money. Money is important. Income is important. This economy, we need money. Yes, that's a big reason why we do what we do, but we also do it for more than that. We do it so we can give, we can be generous. And this is a huge like passion of mine personally. And maybe it's because I, you know, have a previous career in nonprofit management, but I also think it's something that God mandates us to give and to give generously and to give obviously within our means and to give, what giving for me is might look different from what giving for you is. Maybe for you it's giving time, maybe it's giving resources, or you know, it's different for everyone. But I was in a room full of women who raised together $1 million for an organization that's fighting child sex trafficking. $1 million. Like, mind blown. I had tears in my eyes. I like could not believe it, that these women who I, you know, have surrounded myself with, who I just so happened, quote unquote, just so happened to sign up under in this success line, because this isn't speaking for everyone within network marketing, and this isn't speaking for everyone within my network marketing company. There are thousands of people out there who work within this industry, but this specific group of people that I just so happened, that girl that I just so happened to buy greens from a couple years ago, and then I just so happened to say, hey, you know what, I may as well become a consultant when I buy these greens, so I, you know, I can make a little bit of money. I wasn't thinking about anything in the future from that. It wasn't even like a thought in my head. Oh, this is going to be, you know, this is going to be a room that I'm going to be filled. Like, I didn't see myself in a room like this. I literally didn't see past the fact that it was just a simple affiliate program, to be completely honest. But to think like, I mean, honestly, I just sat there thinking, I wouldn't be here if I didn't order greens from a stranger on Instagram. I wouldn't be a part of a success line that cares so deeply about impact, more than just the products we sell, more than just even the business opportunity we share. I wouldn't be doing this work. I wouldn't be leading the team that I even lead today. I wouldn't be on this path. I wouldn't have the relationships with the people that chose to sign up under me. And being able to pray for them and pour into them and invest in them and gift them generously and, you know, like pour my time and energy into people, like none of this would have been possible. All from an almost insignificant yes. Isn't that crazy? So I don't know. I think all of that leads back to you, because I truly, truly believe, like at a deep level, that you are one decision away from a completely different life, you guys. I'm one decision away from a completely different life. I could choose to pick something else up right now. I could choose to let go of something right now, and it would impact my life. More than that, it would impact generations. You know, we are building legacies. I look back at my dad. I look back at his decision to move across the world to create a life in Canada for us, to raise us here. And he wasn't thinking about his 6 grandchildren he has now. I guarantee he wasn't looking ahead thinking, I'm going to have 6 grandchildren and they are going to prosper and they're going to live these incredible lives and be given so much and not have to worry about clean water. They're not going to have to worry about, you know, where food is coming from. They're not going to have to worry about, you know, potentially going to school and getting an education the way that I did, or like those, that's isn't that crazy to think? We think the big dramatic moments are what shape us. But I honestly think more often it's the quiet yeses that we make. We are all one quiet yes away from a completely different life. The moment that we follow that nudge, the opportunity that we've almost ignored, what is it for you? I don't know what it is for you. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it is a course that you need to take. Or maybe you're like considering a complete career shift. Maybe you want to start an Instagram account. Maybe you're like, hey, you know what? I see these people becoming influencers and posting on social media and making livings off of it. And I don't like my 9-to-5 and I want to consider that. Or maybe you want to join network marketing. Maybe you've been following me or somebody else. Maybe you are like, I want to return to the family business, but I've been so stubborn, or I've just, you know, I've been in my head about it. Maybe I want to dive into, you know, having a deeper relationship with God or spirituality or What is it for you? Maybe you want to take a trip somewhere. Maybe that's not huge, but could you imagine if you're like, hey, I just want to go and like travel a little bit. Maybe, let's say you're single and you're like, I just want to go do a little Euro trip. And you go and you travel by yourself and you meet somebody while you're there and you end up entering a relationship with someone and falling in love and marrying and then end up living in Europe somewhere, in Belgium, who knows? Like, isn't that crazy to think that could happen? It doesn't seem like a huge decision at the time, but it can have a snowball effect and the impact that it can have, like it could be enormous. I feel like, especially when it comes to doing things before we're ready or we feel like we're ready, oftentimes those are the moments, those are the decisions that end up like when you do something feeling a little bit of doubt in you, you're like, I don't really know. I don't know if I should do this. And you do it anyways. And then you look back and you're like, whoa, 6 months have passed. I can't believe everything that's transpired over the past 6 months because I did something scared. You know, we often say you're scared. Well, do it scared. You're anxious. Do it anxious. Like, can choose, make the decision to just do it anyways. And the steps that we take without knowing where it leads are often going to be the ones that lead us somewhere incredible. Honestly, I believe that your entire future, your children's future, your entire legacy, your generational line, the generations that follow after, they could be sitting on the other side of a decision that you're scared to make right now. So again, ask yourself, what is the decision that you're avoiding right now? What is the thing that you feel pulled towards, but you keep talking yourself out of? What is the next right step that you've been too afraid to take? Because I guarantee most of us can probably see something coming to mind when we ask ourselves these questions, right? You don't need certainty. You don't need a 5-year plan. You don't need to know how it's going to end. You just need the courage to say yes. I strongly, strongly believe that because you never know. Like, again, your entire legacy might be waiting for you on the other side of that one decision, you guys. What's that? What's that quote? It goes something like, you know, you don't need to see the entire staircase. You just need to take one step up, that first step, that second step, that third step, and take it one step at a time. And I don't know, I just really, really believe that. I think it's, again, this is a very simple thing. Maybe it's not incredibly profound, but when you reflect on it, like I encourage you to maybe journal about this and ask yourself, like, where are you at right now? And then, you know, after you're done reflecting on everything that's led you to where you are, consider looking forward now. Consider looking at where you're going to go. And like, yeah, maybe ask yourself, where do I want to be? Like 20 years from now, I want this. I want the freedom, the flexibility. I want, you know, the whatever it is. I don't know what it is for you. Like I'm saying those things because that's what I want. You know, take action steps towards that, whether they're big or they're small. Do something. Because if you're not doing anything, you're going to stay stuck exactly where you are. And do you want to be exactly where you are 20 years from now? Probably not. I don't. I think I'm in a pretty good place where I am right now, but I don't even want to be here. I want to be somewhere better and bigger. So this was a short and sweet little episode. We're less than 30 minutes, but thank you for spending this time with me today. I hope that this episode has reminded you just how powerful you really are and how much possibility can exist in the choices that are right in front of you. So if this resonated with you, I would love if you shared it with someone who might need to hear it. Maybe you have a friend, a sister, you know, a significant other, a parent, someone that you're like, oh my goodness, they could really benefit from hearing this and they could be encouraged by this. And maybe it'll help them take that leap. Send it to a friend who's sitting on a dream, to the mom you know that's doubting herself, to the woman who, or the man who feels stuck but knows that they're meant for more. I don't know. Because I honestly believe that we are all just one decision away from a completely different life. It's so true. Anyways, I love you guys. Thank you for listening. And I will see you on the next episode. As always, feel free to message me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at Jyoti Wall, JOTI Wall, WALL. And I'd love to chat.